So as I was talking to the kids, that phrase came up, clear as mud. How many do you remember that, hearing that growing up? Some of you, some few. But it's that idea that even as we try to make sense of things, that still the water is still mudded up or muddy. And I thought it was a good summation of today's text of the Trinity, and also for those of us that are moving into either the next phase or chapter of our lives, and just how as we walk in, sometimes we have this clear vision of this is what's going to happen, and then other times we go in with not that clear of sense of what we might be walking into. Had a friend explain one point, it's kind of like on a roller coaster ride, and as you drop, that bottom is, you know, drop, and you're either, I'm usually going, oh, you know, and there's a sense that the Holy Spirit's next to you as you're doing that dive and just laughing their head off as you're going into the unknown. But as we're reconciling or learning more or just trying to put the pieces together of our understanding and relationship with the Trinity as it develops or enriches our lives, along with the connectedness that we have to one another in our relationships and with our relationship with God. And we, like I was telling the kids, we struggle or wrestle with this idea for as long as the church has been established. First, in the written of the creeds, because there were so many other ideas of who this God was that we worshiped, that we kind of had to put it together and get a clear, you know, clear as mud summation of the Trinity. But then this week I was struggling with how can we reconcile all that we know with what we read in our scriptures. And this week in our readings, it's kind of describing in different phases the different parts of the Trinity. In our Old Testament reading, it talks about wisdom. And we can say either wisdom is the Holy Spirit, or we can say the wisdom is Christ. We don't know quite. But it says that the Lord created me at the beginning of his work, before the beginning of earth, when he established the heavens, I was there, then I was beside him. And in Romans, it talks about, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So we are adopted into that relationship, brought in into that family, and then that understanding as each part of the Trinity works around us and within us. And that spirit, very spirit, bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And again, it speaks of the spirit, of wisdom, of the Father. But with Christ today in our John Gospel, it's that revealing of the spirit to the disciples and saying that I have said many things to you, but you cannot bear them now. And part of that is because it's so much information. There's so much going on in that interconnectedness and those pieces that I think we can't fully grasp onto all at once, that it's kind of broken into little chunks for us, so that as we start forming this understanding, we can still live within that mystery, that we know that it doesn't have to be solved, but at least we can grasp an understanding from that. And then looking how that understanding plays into our lives. And like I said, I don't think that we can get a clear understanding of how the Trinity works. I think that we get an idea, but then it's that mystery of the unknown that we live into. Because there's a lot of unknowns that we might live into at each part of our life. And different pieces, when we venture into that mystery, that are revealed to us, that help us to move forward with a better understanding of what God might be calling us to. And as I'm realizing, as I'm getting, in my 40s and, all the different times from when I really started thinking about it, which was probably, in my 20s, that there's different phases of our lives where we go about what we think is going to be the rest of our life, this plan, and then we realize that, now I'm called to do this. Because in my 20s, I was determined I was going to be a wildland firefighter for the rest of my life and retire and have grand adventures, not thinking about a family or kids. And then I meet Shane, my husband. I'm like, this wouldn't be too bad, this whole being married thing. But I still get to have adventures and go fight fires. And then, kids wouldn't be bad. So I gave that up. I thought, I'm going to raise kids, and when they get into high school I'll figure out the next phase of my life. And then that next moment of going, I'm at school now because my husband goes back to school, and more is like God poking me like, Christy, this would be the perfect opportunity to go back to school. I'm good. I still have kids to raise. No, you're going back to school. And to find myself here. It's each phase that we walk into that unknown, we have that trust that God is walking with us. For me, it's knowing and navigating each part with that reassurance of what I've learned and established in my relationship with God. That in my tears, in my fears, in my frustrations, that Christ is there with me, understanding, crying with me, celebrating with me. And in the Spirit that moves within us, that recharges and lives in us, that we can express our joy and understanding of God. And that grace that we develop when we stumble, that helps dust us off and says, it's okay. The next step's going to be a little bit better. And then it's that participation into the Trinity and understanding the creeds that we read that gives us a little bit clearer understanding of our relationship with not only one another, but with God. And for us, it's facing the known and moving into the next phase or chapter. It's remembering as we struggle, as we are feeling those growing pains, that grace abounds for all of us. That God's love is not limited to, but extended forth. And it's to take strength in these things, in these relationships, and to remain willing to ask the questions, to stumble if we do, and to grow into whom God is calling us to be and where God is calling us to be. And not letting fear hold us back. Amen.